Hi, this is Bob Williamson. If tomorrow starts without me. Today commemorates the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and his burial Sunday commemorates his resurrection and the beginning of a new era. The significance of these holy days is mind-boggling, and nothing is more important. I think of Jesus being brutally beaten with fists, horrifically whipped by sociopathic Roman soldiers, publicly humiliated as people cursed, jeered, and spat upon him, the sharp thorns of a crown being beaten into his head with a stick, struggling to bear and drag across hilly Jerusalem, stripped of his clothes and nailed to that rugged cross between two criminals, thirsting as he slowly suffocated, and then when he took on the sins of the world, having his Father, who could not embrace unpunished sin for the first time ever, turn his back on him shortly before he died and entered hell, is heartbreaking to me. But 3 days later, after paying the price for every last sinner who willingly acknowledges, embraces, and follows him, he arose from the grave victorious, having defeated death, sin, Satan, and being eternally separated from our God, who loves us more than we can imagine. Recently, a friend of mine's wife was called home. She was sweet as they come and loved Jesus with all her heart. Today, she's in heaven with Jesus and those who chose to follow him and went on before her. She wrote a poem prior to her passing, and I thought you might like to hear it. If tomorrow starts without me, to be read upon my passing. If tomorrow starts without me, and I'm not there to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today, while thinking of the many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you, and each time that you think of me, I know that you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those I dearly love. But as I turned to walk away, a tear fell from my eye. For all my life, I'd always thought I didn't want to die. I had so much to live for, so much left to do, and it seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you. I thought of all the yesterdays, the good ones and the bad. I thought of all we shared and all the fun we had. If I could relive yesterday, just even for a while, I'd say goodbye and kiss you and maybe see you smile. So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right there in your heart. Easter is not about bunny or brunches or candy, my friends. It is about God's incredible love for us and what had to occur to change death into something beautiful that fills us with hope in this wicked, wicked world filled with hopelessness, despair, fear, and dread. On Easter, God took away the fear. Isaiah 41:10, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening. Have a great Easter weekend, and whatever you do, go to church this Sunday. See you next time.